Okay, so it's a rare break in the working day, and I've nipped out across the road to the Oval to catch a bit of cricket. So it's day three in the county championship match between Surrey and Middlesex. It's the London Derby here at the Oval, and really of particular interest, I came to see Philip Hughes, who is this 20-year-old absolute wonder kid. He was all set to be the scourge of England this summer when the Ashes starts. So he was still batting at lunch when I was working at home. And then I came out and I just caught the tail end of his innings. And wow, what an innings. 195. So he was just 5 runs short of his double century. I've got a wicket, another wicket. So, quick update. It's now 377 for 5, Middlesex, chasing down Surrey's 388 in the first innings. But I was saying, yeah, Philip Hughes, he really is. He's just going to cause problems for England this summer. He had 28 fours off his 247 balls. So this game is all set now. It's quite evenly paused. It's going to go to day four, which is a lot more than what you can say across the river, up at Lord's, where England against the Windies is just a totally one-sided contest. And I was sitting here earlier on, and I was just looking really, I was seeing Gunter Nell, Andre Nell, bowling at Philip Hughes with Mr. Ramp, Smart Ramp, Akash Fielding. And I just thought, yeah, this reminds me so much of around like 91, 92 at the football, watching Forrest and seeing Stuart Pearce, seeing Des Walker, seeing Nigel Clough. I'm thinking, yeah, these really are golden days. Well, they're worth the football and they're off the cricket. They're seeing Mr. Ramps fielding against who's going to be the absolute future. I really do think of cricket in Philip Hughes. So it's these kind of days that you just take in and you savour and you think, yeah, just watch what's going off and sit back and enjoy, which I have been. So what else can I say? Well, I've tried to pick up on the BBC commentary on my blue headphone earpiece. That seems to have packed up. I don't know what's going off there, guys. But what you can hear in a lot of the quiet around you, you just pick up on really cricket. It's a game of bat and ball and a game of banter. There's a two halves to it. So I could have been a half decent player because I've got the banter, if not the bat and ball skills. A shout went out the old middle earlier on. I didn't respond with the sex, sex, sex for Middlesex. But I'm along here with the glamorous girly friend tomorrow, so I'm sure she can join in. I think the Rampants are in. That's Mark Rampakash's personal fan club. They're sitting close to the boundary in their usual position, and they're eyeing up their man. They seem to be enjoying themselves. And that is the end of the over. Well, I need to disappear quite briefly. I've got some more work to be catching on with. So just to confirm the scores, so Middlesex are batting in their first innings. They're currently on 377 for 6. Surrey had 388 in their first innings, so it's pretty much all evening, all to play for. Come on, the Ree.